'Twas the night after Christmas, when all through my place, not a close friend was stirring, not even on MySpace. My bulletins were posted frequently with care, in hopes that at least one comment would soon be there. As I changed my status, I saw my top friends. I had visions of taking some down until I had 10. And Mama serving in the kitchen, and the 6 tamales I had just settled in my stomach for a long winter's crap. When out in the alley, a shopping cart rattled, I sprung from the floor I sleep on to see a bum picking up bottles. I rushed to the window, I flew like a flash. I heard the horn of the elotero guy, but I didn't have cash. The moonlight glistened on what I thought was snow, but it was just broken glass from the beers left below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear? 2 blocks away from the silver platter strolled a fucking queer. I was drinking Patron, but my reflexes were quick. I knew in the moment that girl had a dick. More rapping than Metro, the others trans came. They whistled and shouted, each had slutty names. As one came closer, I said, "Keep your distance." I said, "I'm straight, bitches, and y'all keep your dicks in." To the top of my studio, and all my 4 walls, only my own damn sweat can drip from my balls. As fairy as you are, go fly your behind out to West Hollywood with the rest of your kind. What caused that sickness? I wish I knew. But it was damn sure more serious than that freaking swine flu. And then out of nowhere, I heard in my hood the sound of a gunshot. It was like a 22. I ducked on the floor, crawled behind cars. I reached for my phone, but I didn't have bars. "Damn T-Mobile," I said, as I almost got shot in my foot. So I tried to take cover as much as I could. I had car grease on my forehead, but I couldn't make a sound. It was then I heard the ghetto bird and I saw their spotlight around. They spotted that fool, dressed in fur from head to his foot. He smelled like month-old expired Chinese food. A bundle of drugs he dragged on his back. Grabbed a Corona right off from his 12-pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, must be from the crack. He smoked and he carried inside his red sack. His small little mouth dried up as he shook, not from the sight of cops, but from the last hit he took. And what the fuck was that he held in his teeth? Saw some smoke coming out, I'm sure it was weed. He had fungus in his feet, a big rash in his belly. The cop said, "Freeze, if you move, our shots will be deadly." He was high and drunk, by the public phone he fell. He looked out to the cops and said, "Y'all going to hell." With a wink of his eye, while laying right there, he said, "Shoot me, you pig, see if I care." He spoke his last words as he held his last breath. He reached out his hand and said, "Now I can rest." I felt my fingers and down to my toes, with tears in my eyes and boogers in my nose. I woke up that day from a sound of a whistle, and ended my Christmas night with sounds from a pistol. Then I heard the cops exclaim as the ambulance drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." ¶¶
better not shout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So you better be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better be good, for goodness sake. You'd better watch out. You'd better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
big department store. I didn't know just exactly what I was looking for when a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed kid popped up and said, "Can I help you, sir?" I said, "Yeah, I'm just looking for the perfect gift for her." He said, "Have you tried a box of chocolates from the candy stand?" I said, "I've been to every shop and every store in this here land. I've shopped everywhere, man. I've shopped everywhere, man. I breathe that still more air, man. I'm pulling out my hair, man. Now my wallet's bare, man. I've shopped everywhere. I've been to Walmart, Kmart, PetSmart, Cookie Mart, Speedy Mart, Sports Mart, Home Depot, M&R, Sam's Club, Target, Costco, Best Buy, JC, Penney, Macy's, Snyder's, Color Tile, Hoygaard's, Quick Trip, Holiday, Fleet Farm, Big and Tall, Toys R Us, Bed Bath, and Beyond. I've shopped everywhere, man. I've shopped everywhere, man. I breathe it still more air, man. I'm pulling out my hair, man. Now my wallet's bare, man. I've shopped everywhere." Well, I didn't find it there, so I had to go to the mall. Went to Ridgedale, Rosedale, Nicolet, Southdale, Harmon, Apache Falls, and Oldwood, Bloomingdale, Northtown, Southtown, Tamarack, Oakdale, Mendota, Maplewood, City Center, Brookdale, Gabbaday, Shoreview, Calhoun, Midway, Mall of America, Penn Lake, for Pete's sake. I've shopped everywhere, man. I've shopped everywhere, man. I breathe it still, my air, man. I'm pulling out my hair, man. Now my wallet's bare, man. I've shopped everywhere. So when I got to the mall, I kept on shopping. I went to Baby Gap, Archives, Slumberland, Carpet King, Foot Locker, Borders, Brookstone, Chess King, PacSun, Hot Topic, Zumiez, Kohl's, Gander, Mountain, Lansing, REI, Aerosol, Sam Goody, Ragstock, Payless, Circuit City, Piggly Wiggly, Party City, what a pity. I shopped everywhere, man. I've shopped everywhere, man. I breathe it still, my air, man. I'm pulling out my hair, man. Now my wallet's bare, man, cause I've shopped everywhere. I know what I'm gonna do next year. I'm gonna shop all night.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
I want an automobile.
Tin sedan?
I want a Jaguar.
You're too young to drive a Jaguar.
How about the elephant?
You want an Indian elephant?
I got the Indian elephant.
You want an African elephant?
I got the African elephant.
What kind of an elephant do you want?
A Jaguar.
How about a nice hi-fi set?
I got the hi-fi set.
How old are you?
4.
How about a stereo set?
I got stereo.
How about a typewriter?
I got a typewriter. I type while I listen to the stereo. You think I'm a stereotype?
4 years old, eh?
An advanced 4.
You paint?
I got a one-man show in my nursery.
Oils?
Mosaic.
4 years old, eh? You got a girl?
I am a girl.
You got a boyfriend?
Several.
Have they got a Jaguar?
One has a Mack truck.
Would you like a Mack truck?
I want a Jaguar truck.
Jaguar doesn't make a truck.
I want a Jag.
4 years old, eh?
4 and a half.
You have a driver's license?
Several.
How about an astronaut kit?
What's inside?
An oxygen mask, a heavy suit, 6 months' rations, and a social security card.
What's in the rations?
Cheese, powdered eggs, bacon, hardtack, a St. Bernard dog, and a bottle of brandy.
You put me on, ain't you?
4 years old, eh? How about a DC-7?
I got a DC-7.
Wise kid, eh?
Never mind the comments. I'll get my mommy to have you fired. She does all her shopping here.
I ought to break your neck, you little brat.
I also have a black belt in judo.
Look, kid, there are 50 other tots who want to see Santa.
Let him wait. I was here first.
My knee is falling asleep.
So's my earlobes.
You know something? I don't believe you're 4 years old.
You know something?
What?
I don't believe you're Santa Claus.
You gonna tell the boss?
Not if you give me that Jaguar.
Okay, you win. Hey, Sid.
Yeah?
One Jaguar.
One Jaguar. Coming up.
Here you are, kid.
Help! Help, Mommy! Mommy, help! Help, Mommy!
Ho, ho, ho. Next.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Now that Christmas is here, brighten up your holiday table with Crackers and Adelaide Polska Kielbasa. Mmm, doesn't that smell great? Krakus and Adeletta Polska Kielbasa is dolphin safe and cruelty free. And while you're at it, don't forget the Poveo Pocket Kielbasa. Makes a great stocking stuffer, batteries not included. Your sister's ass! Son of a bitch!
Who trims the spear and helps load the sleigh? Who makes the toys while Santa's away? Who should get all the applause? Who, of course, but Mrs. Santa Claus? Who dines the socks and hangs out the suit? Who lights up Rudolph's nose so cute? She should get all the applause. For Mrs. Santa Claus, she wraps presents all year through, tells the dwarfs what they must do. Christmas Eve she orders snow, wakes up Santa when it's time to go. Who helps him check through each Christmas list? Who wears a smile though her name's a mist? Who, of course, for Mrs. Santa Claus.
Who trims the beard
and helps load the sleigh?
Who makes the toys
while Santa's away?
Who should get all the applause?
Who, of course, but Mrs. Santa Claus?
Who dons the socks
and hangs out a suit? All the applause.
Let's have a hand for Mrs. Santa Claus.
She wraps presents all year through, tells the dwarfs what they must do. Christmas Eve she orders snow, wakes up Santa when it's time to go. Who helps her check through each Christmas list? Who wears a smile though her name's a mist? Who, of course, you know who. Let's have applause for Mrs. Santa Claus.
Jelly beans, candy canes, and a tambourine. I got a magic kit, a top hat, and a wand. I got a baseball and a catcher's mitt, an atomic watch that'll never quit. Hey man, what did you get?
I got a cheese log.
Mmm, tasty. I got a Lego set with a million blocks, a fuzzy robot and dog that barks. I got an automatic fly catching frog. Model plane with remote control, a kit for making donut holes. Hey man, how did it go?
I got a cheese log. I didn't ask for everything, and I've been good all year. Washed the dishes and I even fed the dog. Everybody I know got exactly what they wanted. But I got a stinky cheese log.
And a dozen slides, a skateboard, that's a blaster ride, a train set, a mountain, Santa Town. I got a DVD and a VHS, some BVDs and a BMX.
And I don't even know what that is, but I got a cheese.
luck.
Share your toys with all your friends. The happiness of Christmas Eve. Remember when it comes to cheese logs,
it's better to give than to receive.
Hi, y'all. Here I am, Granny, from my spotless little kitchen in the suburbs. Well, holiday time is here again, and I've had many requests to give my wonderful recipe for my spicy fruitcake. Well, the good one, you know, that secret one. Well, let's get down to business. We'll start by digging out a great old big mixing bowl like the one I got here. Well, the bigger the better. Now, this one I made in ceramics class at the Women's House of Correction. That's when I was younger. Oh, what a time. This bowl measures fully 5 feet across. That was in a long time. Let me offer good behavior. Well, we use a big old canoe paddle for a mixer. Now we're ready to put in all the secret ingredients. First, 3 pounds of dates. Next, 2 quarts of brandy and cake. 3 pounds of mixed nuts. 2 quarts of brandy. Taste. 3 pounds of dried plums, mixed well. 3 quarts of brandy. Taste. Say, it's really getting that old holiday zing, isn't it? How about that? Now, 2 pounds of raisins. 3 quarts of brandy. Taste. Oh, it's wonderful, ain't it? Zowie, I like the holidays. 10 pounds of cherries. 5 quarts of brandy. Ah, heck, make it 10. What the devil? Mixed well. And taste. Shazam, I'm Captain Marvel. Oh, bring on Richard Burton. I don't care. 2 cans of Ajax. 15 quarts of beautiful golden roots. I haven't felt like this since I went hunting with my mother-in-law. She lingered 3 days. Lean over and take another taste. Now, there you go, the old mixing bowl, honey. Now, who cares? Stay in there. It's a great place to spend the holidays. Let me taste it.
Oh, my God.
Plays that look stupid if they were set in a hotel room. Yeah, I'm glad you were born in a barn.
Hello, reception here. I've had some people down here calling themselves the Three Wise Men, saying something about frankincense and myrrh and things. But we told you, no visitors in a room after 12. This is a respectable hotel, so we've sent them away. If they're so bloody wise, you'd think they'd have booked ahead. Three bloody stupid men, if you ask me.
I'm glad you were born in a barn. I'm glad all the inns were full. Nativity plays would look stupid if they were set in a hotel room. Yeah, I'm glad you were born in a barn.
Okay, good evening, and a very ho-ho-ho to all of you as we are headed down the home stretch into Christmas itself, the jaws of Christmas. Okay, so hope you make it out the other side. I'll see you next Tuesday with something else, and we'll just kind of pretend this whole thing never happened, okay? Yeah, I'm getting to feel like that after all these years. Let me tell you what we heard. We started with Logic Provider. Only found out a couple of days ago. I know nothing about him. Or most of the people on tonight's list, because very often Christmas music is kind of a one-off thing for a lot of people. And so, you know, they kind of flash in the night around Christmas time, and that's it. But anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. We heard from the Mutineers after that. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry. Bob Rivers and his Twisted Christmas People. Jesus' Birthday. I've Shopped Everywhere was trailer trash. I'm getting quite a collection of I've Been Everywhere songs, and one of these days you're all going to be sorry. A Visit with Santa was Eddie Lawrence, of course. Everybody knows Eddie by now. Mrs. Santa Claus was Beth E. Martin, who I had really never heard of until a short time ago, and now I'm finding all kinds of wonderful stuff by her. I Got a Cheese Log was Trout Fishing in America. We heard from Granny and her holiday fruitcake recipe. I'm going to have to try that. I advise you to do the same. I will exercise caution, and I advise you to do the same. We heard from Bernie Krause. He's a grown man that wanders around recording animal sounds and turning them into music. That was, of course, his version of Deck the Halls. Guy's remarkable. The Yobs, after that, Born in a Barn. The Yobs were, I believe they were actually also known as The Boys, which is backward from Yobs. But they've had at least two Christmas albums out, and that was one of them, okay? Timbuk 3 then, after that, and that was All I Want for Christmas is the Impossible. All right? So anyway, this is my Christmas show, or my second one. Next week we'll be into a whole different... everywhere else but this. So enjoy it while you can. I've always liked Christmas music because I started collecting it like 35 years ago. I used to send out cassettes to people as Christmas cards, graduated to CDs. So it meant that I had to keep looking for stuff and looking for stuff and looking for stuff. And on the way, I developed quite a love of cover tunes, because you have no idea how many different versions of Jingle Bells there are, how many different versions of O Come All Ye Faithful. And it's just amazing what people can do with music. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Here comes some more.
And you young people, listen to me today. Quit playing games with Christmas trees.
Christmas trees.
had any Christmas trees.
Hey! Well, honey, that's what this record is all about. What did you ask me, sweetheart?
About Christmas. What am I getting, Daddy?
What am I getting, Daddy? You know, honey, we're all guilty of saying that. But I didn't hear you asking what you were giving. And getting without giving, honey, is like eating without swallowing. It's disgusting.
I don't understand.
Yes, you do, sweetheart. Remember what I told you once about Santa?
Anita?
No, Pumpkin. Santa Claus, sweetheart.
You said he knows when you're sleeping and he knows when you're not sleeping. So for goodness sake.
Well, darling, your paraphrasing makes me chuckle. Sometimes I wonder if through sheer stupidity children aren't just as smart as any grown-up. Anyway, lovey, Santa knows who's asleep and who's not. But he also knows something else. He knows the meaning of Christmas. And do you know what that is?
It's all about love and sharing love and giving.
That's beautiful, Dumpling.
How'd you make love, Daddy?
Well, it's a complicated process, Sugar, and it really has nothing to do with Christmas.
Does it have anything to do when you cover Mommy with...
No, honey.
Raisins?
Honey, you want that bicycle, don't you?
Yes.
All right, then let me ask you a question. What are you getting Daddy for Christmas?
Nothing. You hate presents.
Sweetie, have you taken leave of your little senses? Daddy loves presents.
I gave you a present last year. You didn't like it.
Well, honey, I didn't go crazy over it. It was a drawing of a zebra.
But I made it.
Well, you make noise too, Sugar. So what? Look, I'm glad you brought this up now. Now listen, kitten. Would you like me to draw you a bike or give you a bike?
Give you. Give.
Give, all right?
Give.
Exactly, Cupcake.
Want a real zebra?
Do I want a... Honey, look. Daddy wants something real. Something that isn't made with your little paste and crayons. Between you and the rest of this adorable little family, Daddy has 9 closets full of arts and crafts. Here, sweetie. Here's $20. Buy Daddy something for a change, okay? Go to a little store. Get Daddy something he can wear. Something he can plug in. Something he can at least return. Daddy hasn't gotten a real gift since he graduated from high school.
I don't like you.
Oh, isn't this adorable? Sweetheart, come here. Say one more thing for Daddy. Wish all these nice people listening a Merry Christmas.
No.
Uh-oh. Looks like Santa's gonna leave some little girl off his bicycle list.
Oh, no, he isn't. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
What is it, honey?
Can I put the star on the Christmas tree?
No, honey, this year we're going to put an angel on top of the tree because an angel reminds us of the baby Jesus and why we celebrate Christmas.
Oh, that's sure a beautiful angel.
Okay, now just a little... How's that? Is that good?
It's crooked.
Well, I can fix that. Let me...
Ow! Can you push it any further down?
Oh, no, no.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, right. Not from where I'm sitting.
I'd like to find the guy who done me wrong and stuck my butt up on this Christmas tree. Who put the stomp in my rump-a-bump-a-bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who stood the wood where I poop-she-poop-she-poop? Who put the stick up my hip-de-dip-de-dip? Who was that man? He shoved it up my can and left me stranded on this Christmas tree.
Yeah.
When this angel heard chop-a-pop-pop, chop-a-pop-pop, a dreadful fear went right into my heart. Those pine tree needles sting me. Ram-a-jam-a, ram-a-jam-a near my ding-dong. You'll never know how much that smarts. So who put the stomp in my rump-a-bump-a-bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who stood the wood where I poop-she-poop-she-poop? Who put the stick up my hip-de-dip-de-dip? Who took that bush and crammed it in my tush? He made this angel beg for mercy, please.
Yow.
Each night when I'm alone, scratchity, 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 shoo, it sets my tiny bottom all aglow. And every time I wiggle, slip it in, didn't, it'll further in it goes. Oh.
That's sure a beautiful angel.
What's the matter with the star? It's a pretty star.
Thank you.
wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. On the 25th of December, 1928, is a national issue of heaven to the world that is Jesus' birthday. Some people use the wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. Some people work every day and draw good money. Every day, and here's what the same people said. I want to spend my money and have my way. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. While the church is praying on Christmas Day, other people are roaming the streets and dragging their soul away. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day.
I saw you in a parking lot where they used to sell pumpkins and Elvis paintings. You were buying a Christmas tree. I recognized you, but you could not place me. And everyone was singing Silent Night. I sang along, but it didn't feel right. I saw your face in the snow and your hair, and the meaning of Christmas was suddenly clear. Everybody wants peace for Christmas. All I want is a piece of you. Everybody says love everybody, but I just love you. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Silent night, holy night. All I want is to hold you. Kris Kringle and that drummer boy, if this sled is rocking, don't bother knocking. Everybody wants peace for Christmas. All I want is a piece of you. Everybody says love everybody, but I just love you. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. All I want is a piece of you. Everybody says love everybody, but I just love you.
Thank you. receive at Christmas, and even better to give.
An appliance that does something for you every day of the year.
Like a toaster, an iron,
or a radio, name it, you'll find it here. We're headquarters for appliances. We can help you bring good cheer.
He took one last puff, then said, I've had enough. Santa doesn't smoke anymore. He threw away his pipe and tobacco. Now he can laugh longer and feel so much stronger. He did it cold turkey, didn't go wacko. Santa doesn't smoke anymore. He must have read the Surgeon General's warning. The elves started dancing, the reindeer started prancing, and Mrs. Claus said, you'll be fine by morning. No joking, Santa Claus quit smoking. Now the only reef he sees is made of Christmas trees. No joking, Santa Claus quit smoking. And there's a sign on his sleigh, no smoking all the way.
No smoking all the way.
Santa doesn't smoke anymore. The children of the world now are learning that though the night air's freezing, dear Santa won't be wheezing. A healthy man is he with no pipe burning. Yes, Santa said no way, and he did it on Christmas Day.
Santa and boys and girls, let's take Santa's advice and sing with Santa in his new rocket suit. Ho, 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 hee, hee, hee. Look at all the children laughing at me. Dancing with my jolly old elf. Playing my chimes at Christmas time. Everybody singing church.
singing, 'cause they know it's getting free. Rudolph with his nose so red, ain't afraid of a rocket ship sled. Ho, 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 boys and girls, listen to me. Everything you do must be just right, and I'll see you on Christmas night. Ho, ho, ho.
If you're up a little late on Christmas Eve this year, and you're waiting for that pudgy person to appear, instead of the patter of tiny feet, you'll hear.
'Cause loop-de-loop-flip-flop, Santa's got a new plan. Loop-de-loop-flip-flop, fly away. Loop-de-loop-flip-flop, fly away.
He skydives down to the chimney with ease, parachutes a package to the whole family. It's Santa's air special delivery to under your tree. Controls. A bunch of sleepy helpers waiting back at the pole. They know where they are, 'cause they navigate by the stars.
'Cause loop-de-loop-flip-flop, Santa's got an airplane.
Loop-de-loop-flip-flop, fly away.
Now, before I was talking about the wonder of cover songs and what people do with them, this is Liberace. Just thought you'd like to know that. Doesn't mean anything at all, I just thought I'd mention it, okay? We started that set with Mark Mothersbaugh, one of the Devo guys, and that was Soylent Night. Came from some kind of Christmas collection, which I have buried somewhere where I have to find it and dig it up, just like all the rest of my CDs and records and all that other crap. New Year's resolution, right, okay. Merry Christmas, everybody, was The Steps from, late 80s, early 90s. Alice in Wonderland, Alice in Christmas Wonderland, was Toby Dean and the Hummingbirds, a genuine 78, which I own, but I can't find. Daddy's Christmas, Albert Brooks, one of my all-time favorite Christmas things. Radio Man and The Christmas Bomb. from somewhere stupid. I don't know. The Grind Scheme and Christmas in Jail. And then we heard from the Right Reverend Edward W. Claiborne, The Wrong Way to Celebrate Christmas. We heard from Big People and Peace for Christmas. Still not sure where that came from, but I always like that a lot. We heard from Larry Nestor. Santa doesn't smoke anymore. I understand he's into medibles now. That's a good thing. Trust me. Zoot, zoot, zoot. Here comes Santa in his new spacesuit was, of course, Tiny Tim. And then we finished it off with the Beach Boys. And Santa's got an airplane. And, of course, I do have two more for you. But I also have something interesting for you if you want to hear about this. Here's a deal. Like I said before, I've been making Christmas tapes and CDs forever. And as a result, I've got a shitload of them. So here's the deal. My email address is kbcradio@yahoo.com. Okay? I'll repeat that for those of you on drugs. kbcradio, one word, @yahoo.com. And you write me, give me your name and your address, and I will send you something. I can't tell you when, I can't tell you what. If you have any special requests, put them up there. I'll see what I can do. But you guys can help me start getting rid of this crap because I just have nothing to do with it anymore. You know what I mean? So help me. kbcradio@yahoo.com. Got it? And I'll send you something. Sometime in May, a Christmas disc will arrive. And you'll be like, wow, look at this. All right? So anyway, that's the deal. And I will tell you what, I will be back next week with something non-Christmas. And coming up now, two more. With your mind in mind.
Hello, my friends. It is so difficult at this time to say words with mouths that would, like trees, express my feelings with my heart about the album with songs to which you, who am to me hearing, have been given or purchased the opportunity to hear with ears and have, as a result, already heard. An album with songs that has been and continues to be in the planning with effort and toil for many, many, and many months to come. First, allow me, the speaker, to speak all the people who worked so hard, in the sense of difficult, in the production or near production of the completion of the album with songs, and in our endeavor, however, and desire, perspire, and endeavor, like the space shuttle, to bring something new that is original and different, original, to the music of Christmas that is coming or just came, and to the recording industry for which it stands. But first, allow I, the talker, to talk how hard it is to say, with speech, to you the words with sound that would express like mail what I am saying with words to you, with ears at this time with numbers. Of course, I would first like to say to you with speech that the biggest thanks, qualitatively, if not quantitatively, goes to you, singular or plural, if you are whom you are when you say to me with words which are, for giving me the occasion, if not the opportunity to allow, that is, permit, myself, me, at this moment in time, to relate my feelings of mind, not touch, of Christmas that happens and the recording industry that profits from you using them through the music that I love in such a way that you mightn't be able to hear in certain states with certain Walmarts which certainly don't play around. But first, numerically, if not numerologically, I would like, with want, to say, with words that at, in the sense of here, but also where, this moment, in its time and at the very length of its duration, I am very proud, I say it loud, of the artists, not painters, and on behalf of the whole, of all of them. Public Banana, Tuna Belt, Brown Wax Chew, The Raw Burger Delight, The Hambone Connection, Coconut Jamboree, Wackadoo, and Burrito in a Volkswagen, a tribute to the Flying Burrito Brothers. I would like to express that we, with us, wish you, or both, the merriest of Christmases that will or won't occur to you and the happiest of new, at the moment, years. And thank you, with ears, so very much for letting us, with mouths, in this or any other way, spend Christmas or New Year's with you, who hear what me, who am
might say to you who are, have been, to say, to speak at this or at that, during these or in those times.
Goodness and love.